It's time now for Forever Home, a KUMD feature dedicated to helping shelter animals here in the Northland find their forever homes. Razor is up at Contented Critters Animal Sanctuary in Mackinac. He's a male chow lab mix, and he's been with them up there since his owner died. He's a goofball. He loves all people, but he does not feel the same about other dogs or rodents. There's a little terrier in there somewhere, I'm guessing. He's playful and one of the staff favorites, so if you're looking for a single dog family, he could be your guy. At Animal Allies Humane Society, Blanche is a brown and white domestic medium-haired calico cat. She's about 2 years old. She came from a previous home. No, actually, she came from another shelter, so she's looking for her forever home. She's a sweet cat. She likes head rubs and curling up in a soft, comfortable spot. Kind of like many of us. Oliver, also at Animal Allies Humane Society, is a brindle and white American Staffy Terrier mix. He's about four. He came as a stray, and he's looking for his new loving home. Oliver is a handsome boy with an old soul. He does have a playful side, but his favorite pastime is being petted softly and having his face massaged. He loves hanging out with people so much, he would prefer to be the only dog so that he can have you all to himself. Another good candidate for a one-dog family. Callie is a calico domestic long-haired cat at Animal Allies. She's 12. She came from a previous home, and now she's looking for her new loving home with her bonded friend, Billy. Callie's a little bit more outgoing than Billy. Billy's calm and friendly with everybody. Callie's not a huge fan of dogs, but she likes jingle bells and those fishing pole toys. Razor, Blanche, Oliver, and Callie are looking for their forever homes. Get more information online at KUMD.org. Find Forever Home under Northland Morning's drop-down menu. Read their stories, look at their pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.